This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Colorado's push to prevent people from using food assistance benefits to buy soft drinks is likely over. A federal judge has ruled that the U.S. Department of Agriculture does not have the authority to let states remove categories of food from the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP. Colorado's proposal would have barred SNAP recipients from using benefits to pay for most sodas and other sweetened drinks. Governor Polis says the state is reviewing the ruling to see whether it can continue pursuing that policy. Guests at Aurora's new homeless shelter complain they're being paid below minimum wage for janitorial work in a training program. Denverite's Kyle Harris.
In a shelter job training program, participants take out the trash, clean cots, and mop shelter floors. Then they get a $25 stipend for 4 hours of training, which includes all that work. That amounts to just $6.25 an hour, far less than minimum wage. Advanced Pathways, the nonprofit running the shelter, says the money is a stipend, not a wage. Aurora's mayor declined to comment, citing legal action. I'm Kyle Harris, Denverite.
Colorado's DMV is warning drivers about a rise in so-called title theft scams. Investigators say scammers are posing as helpers during the vehicle registration process and illegally taking ownership of cars. They say the scammers often target people without an official ID. Officials urge residents to use official DMV services and never add someone to a vehicle title unless they're a legitimate owner. This is CPR News in KRCC.